Hi, welcome to NoffyCast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Noffy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of ourdolls.net.
All right. Hi, everybody. Are you ready for a podcast?
Yes.
Let's do one then.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Let's not let any more grass grow beneath our toes. Let's get talking. Let's get speaking. Let's get chatting. I'm Noffy Merriman with my good friends and pals.
It's your Teresa Burke.
And Kirsten Larson.
Again.
Of course, the usual suspect, but included in that list is somebody special. Not that we aren't special, but somebody specialer than normal. Here's Allison McCann, visiting all the way from downtown Pleasantville.
Hey there, it's Allison. And I brought my buddy along with me, Meg. Megan's here.
Oh, Megan's here too. Hey, yeah. Megan. Hi, thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Welcome to NoffyCast.
Definitely good to have you both. We'll be talking to Megan and Allison just a lot, so sit down, have fun, get yourself a cup of tea, and let's chat. See you in the next part of this thing.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill, and I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls, and I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the ourdolls.net website are.
Okay, well, it's time for Paul's news. And so I have some news because the last podcast was like 7 or 8 months ago, so
a lot of news would happen in 7 months.
Yeah, so I was trying to think of what's happened since then, and so I came up with a list of things that's a little long, but I'll try to go through it quickly. So, well, Christmas is over.
Yes, it's February.
Breaking news, everybody, we're getting out the candy hearts. It's Valentine's
Day. Oh, we're all
decorated
for Valentine's at my house.
Oh dear, speak for yourself.
You should come over sometime.
We just got our Christmas decorations down.
Oh.
Well, so anyway, that's news. And, the newest kind of thing, like, that's all over town is that, the new hotel at Teresa's house.
Oh.
And also that's not entirely new, that's been going on all year, but also, part of the hotel is the Rosevine Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, what's up with the Rosevine Restaurant?
I haven't actually eaten there myself, actually. Oh. It's always been customers, and Susanna's taken a very large vacation over Christmas and the last few months, so it hasn't been open, but...
Why is that bad?
Well, because, it's not bad. I mean... We just have less customers to the hotel, but I'm sure that will change as soon as the restaurant is open again.
Golly, Teresa, you have a whole restaurant in your house, and you haven't even gone in to snitch in the kitchen. If it was my house, I would have snitched down on the first night when nobody was looking.
I wish I could. It's always so busy, though, and Suzanne has her eye on all of the food.
That's what I was going to say.
Suzanne Wicken
is
running the place?
She's charge of the kitchen.
She's running the restaurant. We're in charge of the hotel.
That would be the thing that would keep me from the kitchen. Knowing
so, do you have to stay at the hotel in order to eat at the restaurant?
No. You can go and eat at the hotel and leave, or you can stay there after having a couple bottles of wine or whatever you feel like.
Except for if you're a child.
Except for if you're a child.
Ah, okay.
Children don't have wine, Paul.
That's right.
Oh, right. I know that.
You know that.
Whoa, totally lose my train of thought.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Well, so then Suzanne is running the restaurant. Do you guys...
Uh-oh, siren. There's
John.
An emergency. What's going on?
Oh,
I just saw the flashy lights.
He's after somebody. You see, John got a new motorcycle for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I haven't been downtown since Christmas.
It is so cool. I love motorcycles. I've always wanted to see a motorcycle my whole life, man. And now I got to see one because John's got one.
Oh, dude, I'd love to ride a motorcycle. I mean, I like my bike and I like my skateboard, but...
Yeah, I know.
Man, motorcycles just take it up to the next level.
Hey, Allie, I need to get my hands on that motorcycle.
Yeah, you could ask John for lessons. I bet he'd teach you how to ride his motorbike.
I bet he'd teach me. I'm his deputy. It's sort of like almost my job to learn how to ride that motorcycle.
Yeah, but Paul, you're still a little kid. You can't drive anything but a scooter or something.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I like to ride on things in wheels, but mostly with things with hooves like horses, because they have minds. They think. And so you can have fun with them. They can take you places you didn't know you could go.
Gosh.
Off a trail.
Uh-huh. That sounds so complicated. I don't know if I could deal with that. Like having a... Riding on something that has a mind of its own. That seems crazy.
You've never done that before?
I've never ridden a horse.
I wouldn't think of riding on something that didn't have a mind of its own. How could you trust it? Anyway.
Well, anyway, so back to the topic of the Rosevine restaurant. So Suzanne runs the place. Does she decide on the menu and... Like, does she wait on her customers and everything? Is it just like a one-person show?
No, she has one employee. She has Pierre LaFox is the waiter. So he brings out the menus and brings out the wine and brings out the meals and brings out the bill and everything.
Uh-huh. Wow, so, Pierre LaFox is a working man, huh?
Well, I suppose so. He's been working there for a little while now, and then Suzanne cooks all the meals and makes up the menu, and I think so far she's only had a winter special, but perhaps once it gets around to spring, she'll have a spring special.
That would make sense.
The winter special, I believe, was mushrooms on risotto or something.
Well, that'll be tough competition for Alex, having another restaurant in town.
Totally. So, the restaurant, Teresa, you haven't eaten there yet, but, like, what kind of food is it, do you know?
Oh, European, so French, Italian, English.
French, Italian, English.
Really, that's
great.
The main focus.
So, Allison, how do you feel about not being the chef anymore at the Parkingtons? And then finding out that the current chef got their own restaurant.
You know, I was surprised. I mean, a little jealous. I mean, that sounds pretty awesome just to take over your own restaurant. But, I mean, I don't know if I would have the patience to, like, make my whole menu and stuff. So I just like experimenting.
Okay, but you work at the Grumpy Troll now.
Yeah, I do. Making soups and such.
Well, that's
frying
nice.
Frying bacon.
Nan, have you gone to the restaurant yet?
I have not. I've only heard about it from my parents, who both went there and spent about a month at that restaurant.
Wow. The funny thing is they didn't actually go to the restaurant, Nan. They never got around to it.
Then maybe that explains why they've been telling me they're going to go to the restaurant again.
They did stay at the hotel, though, for about a month.
I know. I thought I was worried they wouldn't come home for Christmas, but they did.
Oh, good.
But they must have liked it there a lot if they stayed there for a month.
Right.
Well, that's wonderful to hear.
Well, yeah. I think that we should all each go to the restaurant so we can actually talk about it.
I agree.
Yeah.
For dessert tonight, everybody?
Yeah, let's do that.
That sounds cool.
All right, so along with the Rosevine restaurant, Tomas Velasquez's horse was arrested and put on trial. Anybody know how that ended up?
How it ended up? He had to pay something.
Okay.
The horse ate Crystal's tulips.
Oops.
And she had a big fuss about it. Brought him into court. And so the horse was sitting on top of the bank in the jail for a good long time until they had a trial and Josefina...
I know, I had to look after it.
Well, yes, but
you know about it,
Paul? You're the deputy.
Yeah, but I watched the jail birds, people in the jail.
The jail horses.
Yeah, the jail horses. I watched them all up until the trial, and then I'm not in the trial, so I never really know, like, what happens to them unless I read the newspaper, but I don't like reading, so...
Poor birds, called jailbirds.
Well, what if you called a horse that was a jailbird a jail pegasus? Because it's a bird horse.
Right.
What on earth is a pegasus?
A pegasus is a mythical horse that has wings and can fly. Of course.
Oh, is that like from
a video
game?
I have an embroidered one on my wall.
We just heard about that Paul doesn't read, though. You might want to think about doing it. Very enriching. Reading.
Well,
you wouldn't
you
know
probably
about...
learn in the boys' school.
Yeah,
if you
don't so that's
know
a good
read.
Segue.
You
so...
wouldn't know about pegasuses if you'd never read.
Right.
Unless
not
you saw
from
one.
A video game?
No, a book.
Oh. So. Also on the news is that Proper School started up, and the big news is that a new boys' school started.
Well, you'd be the only one who knows anything about that in this circle.
Well,
of girls.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the boys' school, but you know, it's like a lot of little kids and me.
Except
so
my brother
I don't know
isn't.
How much longer I'll be there. But yeah.
My brother is pretty determined to do well in that school.
Good for him.
William.
Yeah, I think Pater's in there, and the Velasquez brothers, and...
Pierre LaFox.
Pierre LaFox is in there, and a couple other people. Oh, that guy. Oh, your cousin, Rufus. He's in there.
Boy, oh boy. He doesn't like to read either.
Yeah, but our teacher is Miss Rebecca, and she's given us a couple assignments, you know, and, like, stuff to write, and, we learn a couple of manners of, like, etiquette and stuff, like how to address, the teacher and stuff.
Those are all good things to know.
Yeah.
Of course, that's in the girls' school.
And stuff, but I knew that already.
That was all pretty much in our first lesson, maybe. We've been pretty far ahead of that in the girls' school. What are we doing now, Teresa? It's been a long time.
Yes.
I would say. Trixie, here's our...
Okay.
Our silence.
So, we'll give more updates on proper school and the new boys' school as we have more lessons and find out what we're learning this year.
I have to figure out what my homework was again and then do it.
So, but that's it for the news for now, and we'll come back next time with even more news. So that's it for me. This is Paul. Bye!
Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time!
Wait, we're at the main discussion already? This is crazy how fast time flies when you're having fun. Well now, I think what we're going to be talking about now that I'm reviewing what this idea is, Parkington's maids and cooking and all these jobs of being a chef around town. These are all things that apply to especially Allison and Megan too. And I would really like to know a little bit more about you and your life at the Parkingtons and stuff like that. So first of all, who's working at the Parkingtons of you guys?
Megan is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we used to work there, both of us together, and we'd switch off every month. So, and then Allison got that great job at the Grumpy Troll.
Yeah.
And she's been doing that ever since. And so I've been the only one doing the maid's job at the Parkington. So I do a lot of cleaning and dusting and tidying.
With Francisca,
and stuff.
Right?
And Francisca and I share that.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Well, so that's what's going on. And Allison, can you tell us a little bit about your job at the Grumpy Troll?
Just basically I make soups whenever we run out. Just like huge batches of soup for Angelica. And I also kind of keep track of the store cupboard, so I'll run out and get spices and bacon and sausage when we run out.
Yum.
That's kind of handy because you live at the Grumpy Troll, don't you?
Well, I live above the Grumpy Troll in the apartment with
well,
May.
Yeah,
and
that's
Laura and Paul. And
well, is this a dream come true job for you? Is it what you wanted to be doing with your life, or is it a transition job to another position?
Kind of feel like it's a transition. I kind of became more interested in politics a few years back, so I kind of felt like if I have this sort of easier job that's not as demanding as the Parkingtons, well, you know, I feel like I just might have more time to work on, you know, stuff that I'm really passionate about.
Okay, so
like
cooking is
politics?
on the side.
Yeah.
Beyond work, though, there have got to be other interests that you have. Allison, you're interested in politics. Megan, is there something you like to do outside of your work?
Well, I'm kept pretty busy from work and taking care of my younger brother and sister, Maggie and Sean. But other than that, I like to have free time, really. I like to go out and about, take walks. I'm not really that into sports, but I like tennis and skateboarding and biking, stuff like that. I like to keep my schedule pretty free and open.
That's nice. That's really good not to schedule all the time. So do you guys play sports together?
Oh, well, I mean, we used to. There isn't as much time for that. But I love soccer. I played soccer for years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Are you competitive in soccer?
I did when I used to be on the high school team, but that's not really around anymore, so not so much.
So, high school. You both went to high school. Is there any thought of going to another school sometime?
Not really.
Absolutely not, dude. I've got a job, I've got a family, I've got a life, I'm happy.
That's cool.
Okay.
There isn't exactly another school.
Unless you went to Lincolnville.
too far away, man.
Like, didn't Susanna and Lisa take college courses there or something?
So they say. All right, that's the next thing I was going to ask about your free time. Allison, other than politics, do you do anything else in your free time?
I like to hang out with the other people in our apartment. We have, like, a really busy apartment, so there's always somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. I like walking around town square and talking to people, and I like going for hikes and bike rides and fun stuff with Meg when she's off work.
Good, you guys have similar interests, and you're good friends living all together.
Totally.
And so you have a lot of fun together. Can you think of a time that you've had the most fun ever?
Oh. Hmm.
I'm not thinking necessarily the most fun ever, but memorable. We were in the Nutcracker together, and we danced the Tarantella dance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the shortest little thing. It's like 30 seconds long. But it was really acrobatic, and none of us had really been into gymnastics very much, ever. And so we were put into these roles, and we just practiced all the time. And it's just the hours that went into 30 seconds.
Oof, oh, man, crazy. Yeah. Hours, and like... totally fun thing to do with your best friend.
Yeah, we were playing candy canes together.
Yeah, it's the best thing ever to be performing a dance that's about a sweet or a candy with your best friend.
Or
I got to do that with my friend Anna. We were both chocolate dancers, and wow, you're right, it is memorable for sure.
I didn't get to be in the Nutcracker.
You were one of the only ones. It was you were an understudy though, right?
Wasn't involved at all.
How did that make you feel? Did you want to be, or were you glad?
I can't dance. I mean, I don't dance.
Well, you're so skilled at other things like horse jumping.
Well, I mean, I bet I could dance if I wanted to, I don't.
Like, our dance wasn't really dancing. I mean, it was more like somersaults and stuff.
Yeah.
I know, it wasn't even ballet. It was gymnastics,
I tell
you.
Oh, I like gymnastics, too.
I don't think I could do it now. My bones are creaky.
Oh, come on, Meg.
You're what? 12?
You're all of, excuse me, I'm 15.
We're out of high school. Oh, Kirsten.
Oops.
Boy, I don't have a creaky bone in my fuzzy body.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, so Megan, you've got those little siblings. Can you let us know a little bit about them?
Yeah.
They're pretty new to town.
Tell us about Sean and Maggie.
Oh, yeah, well, they're pretty feisty little kids, and they keep themselves pretty entertained. I'm really glad both of them are in school. I think they're going to really like having friends that way. But, you know, Maggie likes to play with her stuffed animals, and she's a pretty sociable little girl, and she'll just be around, like, Laura's mom, who likes to tell jokes. She likes listening to jokes, and not a big into reading or anything like that. She just likes being around people and pets. She loves Angelica's dog, Wolfers.
Oh, that's a cute dog.
Oh, she has a new puppy, right? What's its name? Like Duck or something?
I think her name is Duck. Yeah. A dog named Duck. And I can see her, like, in the future getting more into taking care of animals because she seems to love that.
So do you think that she might end up doing the pet walking business you guys used to do?
Oh, yeah. Aww. That could be something she might do. Pet washing, pet walking.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, on the other hand, he likes computers and math, numbers, science.
And calling me grandma.
And making fun of Ellie.
What?
That's like his favorite hobby.
He thinks that Ellie's, I don't know, something about, I don't know, he just calls her grandma.
Grandma.
Because of what? Your hair color?
Yeah,
that's kind of cute.
He's an interesting kid, but he likes to just kind of work on stuff by himself, like computers. He's probably going to build a computer someday.
Does he like school, or does he like more like teaching himself?
I don't know. He's only ever been to one class.
I guess
school.
So.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. Maybe we'll have him on the show sometime.
Yeah.
Allison, you don't have siblings, do you? But you've grown up around the Montoyas. You lived with the Montoyas for a long while. So that equates to having a lot of siblings, pretty much.
Uh-huh. I definitely was around a lot of people growing up. Good times, Montoyas.
Yeah, but what did you do in the Montoyas?
Lots of chores.
Chores?
Working all day.
Working? Like to make money? Or what kind of things? What chores did you have?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Cleaning my room over and over again. Probably getting stuff. Did I make food? Gosh. I helped with the laundry a lot.
Laundry.
And I took care of my pet lizard. That part was fun. My pet lizard dude still lives at the ranch when I visit him sometimes. And dude, poor dude, he has, like, this really bandaged up tail because he hurt it a lot. And so I just have put a ton of, bandages along his tail because
Can Josefina fix that?
Maybe. Maybe. So do you keep in touch with them on Toyas? Since you live with them, I'd imagine you go back and visit them a lot, do you?
I actually don't, unless they come downtown. I just never kind of make it up there.
So how did you end up living with Montoya's anyway?
I think my parents sent me there so I could go to the Pleasantville High School or something.
So it was for school, and it was like in a foreign exchange student.
Yeah, thing. Basically.
And they offered to have you in their family. That's so nice.
Uh-huh.
So generous of them.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't the only one, because Megan went and stayed with the Merrimans, right, Megan?
Yeah, Megan and I would make pancakes together, and...
Oh my gosh, yes. Mrs. Merriman makes the best pancakes. Or she did, I don't know.
Definitely,
if she does
anymore. She inspired me to start cooking.
Oh. Wait, you were at the Merrimans too?
Oh, well.
I mean, my house?
I think,
where am I?
I think I went over to your house with Megan, and one morning I got up after like a sleepover or something, and we made pancakes together. It was so fun.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And what happened to Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, we came here with another friend, Rose, and she stayed with the Larsons, Kirsten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that.
Okay, well, you just didn't say so.
She stayed with us.
Yep, and then she decided to go, she went to college.
Didn't she want to do, like,
she's into photography.
Super into photography?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she doesn't even come back to visit. I don't know why. What's up with that?
I know,
we used to be best friends.
That? That's
anyway.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's great. We'll probably have you guys join in on some stuff like coming up soon, the quick fire quiz, get to know you better. All right, people, we're going on to the next place. Bye.
Good afternoon. This is Susanna Wilson with the Pleasantville Gazette, bringing you all the latest news and stories from Pleasantville right as they happen.
This is Susanna Wilson reporting to you live from the Pleasantville Gazette. I am about to go and review the new Italian restaurant, which is located at the Blue Rose Hotel. This is my review from October 28th, 2014. The evening we decided upon for our first visit to the newly opened Rose Vine restaurant was cold and clear, and there were candles burning brightly in the windows of the Parkington's Mansion, also known as the new Blue Rose Hotel, and Suzanne Wicken's first independent culinary venture, the Rose Vine Restaurant. I arrived slightly harried from a long day at work with a friend and sister, navigating through a veritable throng, at least by Pleasantville standards, of parking dinner guests. There was a motor car, apparently stalled out front, which had to be moved by Mr. Merriman and the Parkington's butler, James Hawkins, as well as the Merriman's full horse and carriage, which is rarely seen out and about these days, except for very special occasions. In it was Mrs. Merriman, I gathered, who waited in the carriage as her husband went into the hotel to get a room there for the Merrimans to stay in, after which Lily floated into the front foyer and up the staircase to her room to spruce up for dinner. My friends and I waited in a parlor with a bay window, through which we could see the front rose garden, which is what I'm assuming is where all of these rose themes are probably founded on. As there is nothing about the building that looks remotely like a rose, it must be named after the Rose Garden. My friend Lisa and I ordered coffees in an attempt to stay awake. Eleanor tried to order a Sprite, but was told by the small waiter, Pierre LaFox, that they do not serve soft drinks, only water. Eleanor was a little disappointed, but was content with her water. The Rose Vine has a little bit of a different policy to seating arrangements than the other restaurants in Pleasantville, as we were soon joined at the large dining table by two other diners, Alexandra Chen and Angelica Romanikov, both eager to sample the offerings of the new food joint, which is, of course, a competitor to their own eating establishments. We ordered appetizers and waited, chatting about news from town, the new boys' school and such, as cute and atmospheric guitar music floated into the room. It's pretty impressive they have a modern sound system installed. Once we heard an outburst of opera from behind a wall in what must be the kitchen, but besides that, the staff was most extremely courteous and silent. Lisa ordered the clam chowder, while Alex ordered the ratatouille, and Angelica ordered the Italian soup, which is named formally Zuppa di Fagioli Italiani. I opted out of the appetizers because I was not very hungry, but I waited with anticipation to see what other people thought of them. The chowder was full of little clams and gray shells, as well as bacon and potatoes. Lisa smiled happily at it, and Angelica exclaimed, "Wow, how cute," as she looked at the clams in the chowder. For main courses, I decided to go for the big prize with an order of the lobster thumbador, Lisa getting the escargot à pièces due to her French background, and Ellie the Soleil Meunier, after having to inquire what it meant. It is actually a trout in lemon pepper sauce. While Angelica and Alex opted for more hearty fare, shepherd's pie and steak and kidney pie. When the dinner arrived, we all oohed and awed, especially myself, as I have never seen a lobster as large as the one that Suzanne managed to procure for my dinner. Lisa was enamored once again with the weird-looking snails that she had for her dinner, which I can only attribute to a French taste for food, as it looked disgusting to poor Eleanor, who was quite content with her carefully cooked trout covered in a crusting of lemon pepper seasoning with dashes of lemon. She dug in happily and didn't talk for the rest of the night. My lobster was cooked perfectly, and I enjoyed it immensely and would highly recommend it. However, the portions were a bit large, and I ended up leaving a lot of it on the plate. Lisa finished her entire plate quickly and was very pleased. She said it was the best escargot she has had since she was in France. Angelica was also very pleased with how cute her shepherd's pie was, and Alex's steak and kidney pie was gone so fast I couldn't even get a look at it. For dessert, Lisa, Angelica, and Alex ordered the chocolate cake, and Ellie and I decided to split a piece of cheesecake. It was served with pretty presentations of leaves and raspberries, which made Ellie smile. I was more concerned with how many calories I was consuming, but waved it away as being all part of the experience. The chocolate cake was also prettily presented with dripped chocolate around the sides of the plate, making everyone's mouth water just to look at the slices. There was a sudden yell of, "Let them eat cake," from the kitchens, which, instead of being awkward, was instead fairly appropriate. We all tucked into our cake and enjoyed every bite. Meanwhile, the piped guitar music was turned off, and live piano music began in the sitting room. The owners of the Blue Rose have really done everything they can to create a supremely high-class experience inside their doors. A live pianist was entertaining an enthralled crowd with sweet favorites and lively sonatas, and we enjoyed our cake while enjoying a solo piano version of A Gift to Be Simple. As we walked out, a crowd had gathered in the sitting room, listening happily to a rendition of Scarborough Fair. The Rose Vine is a premier new restaurant in Pleasantville, and comes highly recommended by the Pleasantville Gazette and its associates. Despite the hefty price tag for an evening out, the classy experience it offers is a treat and successfully got my mind off the mundane activities of gray afternoon in Town Square. Color, taste, atmosphere, music, class, and a welcoming staff were all combined to make each person who entered the front door feel like they were high class and worth being waited on hand and foot. Take my word for it, you will enjoy The Vine. Thank you very much. This has been Susanna Wilson with the Pleasantville Gazette, signing off.
Time for Nafi's Rambles. You get to listen to Nafi ramble for 3 whole minutes about a word that I just picked randomly. Enjoy!
Howdy ho, everyone. It's time to ramble. So here are the words I've got to go scooting around about. I'm going to talk about a rainy day for 3 minutes. Which will be easy for me because I can simply view out my own window and think rainy day thoughts, because that's exactly what's happening right now. It could be worse. Some of those days just seem like you're drowning beneath a sea of crying tears from the clouds. But other days, it's a nice little mist, and especially by the place where I live. Our house is called Seaside House, which is because it lives by the sea. And we get to look out over the nice pier that goes along the beach, and it's almost always, daily, minutely, secondly, it's a little bit misty. And so for those of misty eye, that's quite good. But for boisterous, feisty people like myself who like to be outdoors most of the time, it can be a little bit of a dampening time, like putting a wet washcloth on your face. And I like sunshine better, and I like being outside, most of all, riding my horse through the fields into sunlight and with the wildflowers all about me. But when I have to deal with a rainy day, I know that it's only going to be good because it will go away sometime, and that's a good chance to be inside and have all that there is to offer inside when it raining outside makes things as sad as a wet, soggy rag. And when you've got siblings, and if you have those, then that's great. You can play games together. You can play cards. You can make up sneaky poems and stories and play jokes on each other and run around playing tag. But what if your siblings aren't even home? You have no sisters or brothers to play with at all. Well, there are other things you can do that I like to do quite a lot. I mean, I like to make things. I made up this kind of doll that I call a Google doll, and it has little funny eyes that wiggle back and forth. But I wouldn't have made that up if I hadn't had this one day where I had time and nothing to do, but I couldn't go away from my house. And there was fabric around, and those Google eyes, where in the world I found them, I will never remember. It doesn't make any sense at all. But there they were, and I thought of putting them together. These ideas, they come to you at the funniest times, and I think a lot of ideas come to you more when it's a rainy day outside than when it's a sunny, sparkling day, where you can ride your horse, and all you're thinking is how beautiful the sun is and how great the flowers smell, but you're not making Google dolls. I hope that gives you something to think about. When you're looking outside and feeling raggedy and wishing that those rain clouds would just disappear, maybe they're there for a good reason. Maybe they're there to remind you of all the things that you're capable of doing if you only give yourself the time to do them. All right, that's it for now. See you later. Bye.
The end. That was Noffy's Rambles, everybody. Now it's time for Laura's letter of the week.
Okay, my letter of the day is one from Josefina Montoya to Samantha Parkington. Dear Samantha, oh dear, I hope your headache is better now. Kaya and I don't use the same herbs. I have no idea what she uses, but she definitely doesn't use my herbs. Unlike Anna, who is constantly sneaking into my herb cupboard to get ingredients for special soaps and other things like that. It's really quite annoying. How are the maids working right now? A lot, a little, or in the middle? Well, I have to go and pick some herbs. So, talk to you next time. Love, Josefina. End of that letter. Until next time, TDO.
Now it's time for the NoffyCast Quick Fire Quiz with Noffy and the co-hosts.
Well, get ready, because here we are at Quick Fire Quiz.
Yay!
Let your mind spin up faster so that you can answer these questions.
That's for sure.
Wait, as long as
okay. Here we go.
All right.
Number one. Let's start with Megan.
Okay.
If you were going camping in the woods, what would you bring with you?
Oh, a flashlight. Okay.
All right.
I would bring chocolate.
I would bring hot chocolate.
I would bring matches. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say matches, so I guess now I'll say a tent.
Okay.
We should all go together.
Yeah. Then it would be a complete trip. Nobody said sleeping bag. Everyone's just okay with sleeping on
under
nothing.
The stars.
Oh.
Okay.
I would like my whole bed.
Okay.
That would be most comfortable.
All right.
Quick. All right, now, Megan, Bamboo Terrace or Rose Vine Restaurant?
I've never been to Rose Vine, so Bamboo Terrace for now.
All right, now.
Ooh, great. I'll try Rose Vine.
I would say Rose Vine right now.
Bamboo Terrace, I think, just because Alex is cool.
I don't know. I haven't been to Rose Vine, so I'll say Bamboo Terrace for now, but it may change by the next episode.
Yeah, I just haven't been there.
Yeah.
All right, Megan, checkers or chess?
Checkers.
Oh, chess, indeed.
Checkers!
You know, they're both fun. I like Mousetrap.
That's not the question.
Oh, checkers then.
I would say checkers because I've never played chess.
Yeah.
Come to my house. I'll teach you.
Okay.
All right. Now, Megan, ride a horse or walk?
Walk.
Ride a horse. You know this.
Walk, for sure.
Walk.
Ride a horse, definitely.
Gosh, people you that have horses like to ride them, I guess that's
good. Well, yeah. Thing. You should want to try it.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
What's all right, Megan, who is your biggest inspiration?
This is a quick fire question?
Yes, come on, quick.
In what way? I mean,
It doesn't matter, just find someone who inspires you in Pleasantville.
In Pleasantville.
Inspired by... Allison.
Aww.
Trying to be a politician, I can never do that.
Oh my gosh.
All right, I'm inspired by lots of people.
It's not even a person, is it?
It doesn't have to be a person, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a Pleasant Village.
I'm inspired by chocolate.
Oh, fine.
You're inspired by chocolate.
Yes, you
can. It says, who is your biggest inspiration?
I know, my chocolate.
All right.
A lot of people. Beethoven. That's
oh,
right.
All right.
You
all
don't
right.
know about Beethoven.
I wish I did.
My biggest inspiration is Miss Samantha.
Oh, that's so cute.
And Miss Rebecca, of course. Both of them together.
Okay.
Gosh, well, I mean, Megan. And also Mrs. Merriman and Mr. Merriman and Mrs. Montoya. Okay, Kirsten.
Wow. Okay, well, I would say both of my parents, because the Larsons were here first, and that was a really gutsy thing to do, to be here first and set up the whole town.
They're really great.
Can
I intervene in a second? I would just, for the record, like to say that I also am inspired by my parents.
I'm not the only one
who's not. I mean, I was just saying that.
Okay, well.
All right. Megan, what were your New Year's resolutions?
Whoa, interrogation much?
This is not an interrogation.
Okay.
You should have figured this out a month ago.
Yes, it's February.
Okay, I didn't make any. That's the truth.
Well, if you could make one really quick, what would it be? What is something you want to work on this?
Maybe go on a longer hike?
Okay. All right, that'll work.
Okay. Okay, my biggest New Year's resolution is to make lots of Nafi casts, to make lots of Nafi blogs, to write a symphony, and to ride my horsey every day.
Wow.
My goodness, how's that going?
Terrible. I have not ridden my horsey at all.
Well, that's a good thought.
My New Year's resolutions are to do better in school, better homework, to do better recitations whenever I get them, and to write back to my pen pals, because I'm really terrible about that.
How's that going?
Well, I already have 3 to write back to, so hopefully
so
I'll do that when I get home.
Of trial.
Yes.
All right, Allison, New Year's resolutions?
Experiment more with cooking and find more time to really help with the town somehow, if that's working in the town council, but that seems kind of like it's not moving forward.
They've been looking for a long time for a trash collector.
I don't
really
want
to help the town.
Wait, did Paul get fired? Paul was the trash collector.
Yeah, but now he's the deputy.
So he can't be both?
I guess.
They don't have elections for the trash collector.
That's true. Maybe you should bring it up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris Thirsty.
Okay, my New Year's resolutions are to win every category at the Pleasantville County Fair this year and become Miss Pleasantville.
Oh my. Oh, well done.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll enjoy the competition.
It will
I'm
be
sure I will.
A competition.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
So, how's that for New Year's resolutions?
That's the end of our quickfire quiz.
Just for the record, it's also my goal to do quite well, indeed, to the utmost of extent possible for myself at the county fair.
Yeah, I want to win the cooking and the baking.
Anyway. The mailbag. Now.
Okay. Now we are gone
now,
to the bag.
Now.
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Nafi's mailbag.
Questions sent to our mailbag for the Nafi cast. Beth says, hello, my sisters. Oh, wait, I mean, says, hello, my sisters and I love your website so much and think you are so creative. We loved your 52 things with dolls posts. After we started reading your doll blog, we made a town with a Reuben, a Larson, and a Kittredge family. Now we have added several other families and love playing together. We have your doll Nutcracker, and the Pleasantville Christmas is our favorite Christmas movie.
Yay!
Aww. Woot woot!
We have some 16-inch Frozen and Tangled dolls from the Disney store that
sounds horrible.
Use as the... what, that they're Frozen and Tangled?
Yes!
That's... it's just... a, it's,
I know that it's about the movie, okay. But when you first said that, I was like, oh, the dolls are all Frozen and Tangled. What happened?
Dolls from Frozen and from Tangled Disney store that we use as the
good
teenage
for you. That
sisters.
That sounds great.
for the American girls. One of the reasons why we love your website so much is because we love the historical dolls, and no one really does anything for them. I'm sure Kirsten would like to go on about that.
Oh, tell me about it.
Let's finish this. We would love it if you did YouTube tutorials for doll crafts.
What's that?
Thank you. That would be if we made a video of how to make certain things, like if you wanted to make a video to teach someone about how you make a painting, or how you make a weaving, or how you make a quilt, and so they could make it too by watching their video.
Well, I mean, it takes hours of dedicated skill.
Dedicated skill? What do you mean by that?
I mean, hard work.
Hard work. That's what it takes, but how would you work hard if you didn't know what to do, what the first step was?
That's true. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good idea. We should make YouTube videos. But not to hinder my standings at the Pleasantville County Fair.
Sharing is caring, Kirsten. I would think of putting up a making Google doll craft. Maybe if I had time.
Yeah, I could put up how to make a banana cream pie.
Ooh, you could do that, Allison. That would be good. You could get a fan base on YouTube.
Cool.
It would probably help with your political health.
Go viral.
You could get
baking with
political
message.
Well, that sounds terrible, too. Go viral? What are you talking about?
New world terms you wouldn't know about.
New world?
New world? What world
As
are we
in
living
now.
In? We're living
but let's
right
not
now.
Talk about
now,
time
we're
period.
All
That's
living right now. What do you mean
about.
By that?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of historical,
we were... You're creaking. Are you getting historical?
I'm not historical.
Okay.
Hey now.
Next.
Lydia.
Well, thank you for that message,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, that was really kind.
Was really nice.
It's great that you're starting your own town, and we would love to do some videos in the future when we figure that out, whatever it means. And make them go viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds cool.
Lydia.
That's a lovely name, by the way. Lydia, I simply love it.
Is one of your dolls named Lydia?
No.
I thought it was.
It should be.
Maybe your next doll that you get every year at Christmas.
Oh, yes.
All right. Hi, I just wanted to say how much I love your site. It's amazing. I found out about you girls through this, and I listen to your music often. The 52 Things blog gave me so many new ideas for playing with my dolls. Keep up the great work!
Oh, yay!
Clap, thank you.
Thank you. Kindness. All right, now some more comments from Vanessa and Romana. Romana. Hello, our dolls. We're big fans of your YouTube channel and blog. My daughter and I are wondering if you all will be having more videos in the future.
Sounds like videos are popular.
The chances are good, let me tell you.
Are you going to do more videos with Annabelle in them?
No, probably not. I think she's probably used up her quota of video time.
Is she going
for a
home
good
yet?
Long time. No.
She's still at your house?
She happens to bumble into my videos, though, pretty often, so you might see her in the background somewhere.
You should do more videos, you know, like, say, at the Larson's at my house.
Or my house, you could come to the restaurant.
Okay.
And stay at the Blue Rose Hotel.
You should do a video blog
you can come
of,
along
like,
with your parents.
Of reviewing the new restaurant.
That would be a good excuse to sneak into their suitcase.
Uh-huh. You could maybe, go and see Suzanne working behind the scenes.
Yes, get the inside scoop.
And I could stay behind the scenes.
Oh, gelato.
She could never see me. Mm-hmm. All right, good idea. More videos coming. Noelle.
Yay.
Here's another one. Noelle, I think Mr. Larson would be a good mayor. What do you think, Allison?
Yeah, sure. I mean...
I thought you had strong political ideas.
What do you mean?
So you're just fine with just anyone being mayor?
Well, he seems like a good candidate.
Okay, but aren't you a supporter of Mayor Merriman? You have a sudden enemy.
Would you like to be on this podcast again?
I'm going to be democratic and say that they are both good candidates, but right now Mr. Merriman is in office.
Okay, this is off topic, but what do you think of the fashionable party?
I think it's pretty much rubbish.
Oh, no. Okay. We might have some members of the fashionable party listening to this.
Well, we might even have them on the show. We like to be well-rounded and see all sides of the equation on this show.
That's right.
Well, then maybe I need to work on my speaking.
Yes.
That's right. Also, we know you're just getting into this.
It's okay. You know what? We'll be back on honesty.
And hear where you're going with it. I mean, that's a good policy, too.
It is. Honesty is a good policy as long as you're not hurting anyone.
Honesty is the best policy. Unless... it's not.
Yeah, necessity is the mother of invention. Wait, what?
That's okay.
It's a little off topic.
Oh, Teresa's just trying to figure politics out. Okay.
Be nice.
For right. everyone.
So, win-win somebody thought solutions. That my dad would be a good mayor. I agree with you. I think you have very good judgment.
Good job.
Yes.
All right, Chloe says, hi, my name is Chloe, and I'm a 15-year-old avid American Girl fan. Hey, same age as Megan, and your website is one of my favorite doll websites. It inspired me to create my own doll village. I have two questions for you. Yay. One, how did you decide to have such a doll collection? I mean, how did you come up with the ideas of shops and houses? Where is Pleasantville located in your house, and how long did it take you to make all of it? Kirsten.
What?
I'm dedicating this question to you with your knowledge of the early workings of this town.
Right, because we were here first, so I could tell you the answer to this question. So, really, I think that all the ideas for the houses and the shops, well, the village idea, you know, more than just having a dollhouse, probably comes from working on just playing all the time. And when you play all the time, you figure out each character really, really well, and you figure out each character's whole life. Like, what their handwriting's like, what their middle name is, what their family is, where they come from, and what they like. And then also, we just started figuring out what their jobs were. We started just figuring out jobs for each person, and then each of those jobs matched their personality. Like, it totally made sense for Crystal Purr to have a hair salon, because she's really fashionable, so she just opened up a hair salon, and so that made a lot of sense. And then, like, we just kind of came up with all the different buildings to put the businesses in, but I think it all comes out of the personalities of each of the characters, which comes out of playing all the time.
Definitely, I think you're quite right. I might add that you find while you're playing that there are things missing from some people's lives that they would like to have, and that's what you just do one at a time. You think of one thing that a family could use to make their life better, like my family has chores, but we didn't always have chores. Mm-hmm. We would just wonder, what do we do every day? And we just decided, well, we need to have a place to start. Let's have some chores lists, because then whenever we start playing, we know what we do first, the first thing on our chores. And that usually we start going off of our chores and we don't finish them, but mm-hmm. at least we got started.
Well, right, like, coming up with an idea for a post office just kind of came out of, like, well, everyone wanted to write each other letters, but what's the point of writing a letter and then, like, handing it to someone?
Yeah.
We wanted to be able to put it out in a mailbox and then wait for a response, just like in real life. So we invented the post office, and with that came the postman.
And the post office, woman, all it really does is it delays the letters from getting to the other person's house by 3 days or so.
Right.
So they have time for things to happen, things to write about, and you don't have the pressure of writing 4 or 5 letters back and forth in one day.
Yeah, which is mostly successful, except the one time we decided chain letters were a good idea.
It was never a good idea. I'm afraid it was doomed.
All right, so hopefully that answers your question.
And she asked, where is it located in your house?
All over the place. In closets.
In what house?
Oh. I mean, our houses are just all spaced around the town.
Yeah, I mean, Pleasantville's a real place.
There are waterfalls.
Yeah.
Mountains and fields.
Rivers and
forests.
Miles between the
houses. If you want to get technical, it takes up most of our actual house.
Yes. Okay, number two question here. Are the doll dresses for sale? They're so pretty. Teresa, what do you think about that?
Well, if you mean doll dresses in the pictures on the website, then I'm afraid they're not. Each of us usually sews our own clothes, or we buy them at the clothes boutique. So no, they're not for sale, I'm sorry. But perhaps, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Crystal will sell some on the website at some point.
So it sounds like there'd probably be a possibility that one or two dresses may come up, surprisingly, for sale on the website of ourdolls.net. And just keep checking, and one day there might be a dress
one day there might not be, and it just depends on if there's an extra dress that's not being used that was made.
Well, and then we're also thinking of trying to put up some patterns and stuff so you could make your own dresses that are like the ones that are in Pleasantville. And there are already, I think, at least one set of patterns that's for sale on the website that's just a download, and so you can download it and print it out at home, and then you can make the outfit for yourself. And then also we just like putting up the pictures of all of everybody's dresses so that you can get some inspiration for making your own dresses. You know, because a lot of the times when we made the new dresses, it was from finding a picture of it that was really inspiring. So we hope that looking at all of the dresses give you some ideas for your own doll clothes.
Yes.
Well, that's it for the mailbag, everybody, and thanks for all those good questions. Make sure if you have a question that you thought of, any question at all, no question is too silly, too obvious, too complicated for us.
That's right.
So send those in to NoffyCast@hotmail.com.
Got any questions for Noffy? Send them in to NoffyCast@hotmail.com.
I'm sad to say that we're done for now, and we're going to wrap up and finish, but we will be back shortly, we hope, we always hope. But going into this finale, I'd like to let you know that I have a challenge for you. So on any given rainy day, I challenge you to get going on some new craft idea and make something, anything that you think of with your own hands, with own things that you have around in your house. Take a picture of it, and send me an email at noffycast@hotmail.com saying, "Hey, Noffy, look what I made."
Aw, that'd be great.
Yep.
So, we did decide who we think our next guest stars should be on the podcast, and we just have to convince Noffy to agree with us. We would like to invite Annabelle and Rufus Lance, who are Noffy's cousins.
Really?
I'm so curious. I haven't actually really talked to them.
Well, that's why you're inviting them. You've never met them.
Well, they're staying over at your house right now, so it would be the perfect time to ask them. Give them something to do. And while we're at it, do you think we should have Felicity on, too?
Wait, what are you trying to do to me? Kirsten, I don't think you're really knowing
what
you're saying.
Maybe two is all right.
We don't have to have Felicity.
Two is more than enough.
We could have Rachel, though.
No, we've already had Rachel. I am curious about Annabelle and Rufus and what they have to say. So, will you ask them?
Listen to that one.
I mean,
it's interesting.
They can be here, I guess. We don't have anybody else scheduled.
Uh-huh.
I mean, okay, fine.
All right, so everybody,
Hurrah! Send
in your questions for Annabelle and Rufus, Noffy's cousins.
That's
from,
right.
Where are they from? Williamsburg?
Well, they're from Williamsburg.
Okay, they're from Williamsburg. Yeah. And they're staying with the Merrimans right now. So send in your questions for them at NoffyCast@hotmail.com.
Yeah, you can
or
do
you
that.
Can also use the contact form, which is on the website under NoffyCast. All right. Send in your...
Yeah. Send in questions for all of us. We're all on this email account that you can specify. I mean, who individually you want to talk to. Teresa.
Individually.
I'm a vegetable.
Teresa has... Kirsten's a vegetable. What kind? Zucchini?
Apple.
Quiz.
Yeah, I'm an apple.
Person, that's not a vegetable, that's a fruit. Oh.
It's true.
Then I'm a potato, because it's the apple of the earth.
I'm probably a turnip.
Why?
Pomme de terre.
Irish.
Turnips are...
What?
I think you
would... Are you okay?
Well, send questions when you think of them to NoffyCast@hotmail.com, and... Please give a big round of applause for Megan and Allison for making an appearance in our studio.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So enjoy the day, everybody. Please make sure that you visit us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and of course the ourdolls.net website. So,
which is actually ourdolls.weebly.com now. Ourdolls.net expired.
I said that earlier in the podcast. Correction! Ardolls.weebly.com!
Yes. Weebly is spelled W-E-E-B-L-Y.
Right. Like weeble wobble, weeble wobble, weeble wobble.
Weebly.
Oh my goodness gracious me!
Are you feeling stressed?
No.
Then what are you feeling?
I simply feel weird about having Annabelle and Rufus here.
Well, tell us about it, Nan.
Yes. I'm not going to.
It might make you feel more comfortable to tell us now rather than when they're here,
it's
too.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. It's really not a big issue, only that Annabelle won't know what in the world this is. Annabelle
won't
want to answer questions. Well, maybe she will.
Well, ask some good questions.
Mm-hmm. She'll probably,
please.
Well, is there anything that Annabelle, that makes her happy?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Well, that'll be interesting then,
Maybe for you. Alright, I really have to go, everybody. I've got work to do, chores and stuff.
Well, now, I can tell somebody's not that excited.
Somebody else can wrap up.
Personally, I am excited about this.
Barry!
Nan, come back in here.
Fine.
This is going to be a great episode coming up with Annabelle and Rufus Lance, along with our wonderful, beloved Nancy Merriman.
That's right. I mean, this is still called Naughty Cast.
Indeed.
Yes, it is.
Who's
we're by no means
the
replacing Naughty. This is all about Naughty still. Everyone loves Naughty.
Well, it's been great being with you all. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we look forward to you being back again next time for the next episode.
Yep.
All right. Everybody, we're saying goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's right.
Oh, right. I know that.
You know that.
Who do you think I am, huh?
Well, you need a reminding, I guess.
Yay!
And your website.
Me.
Uh-oh, I'm going to sneeze. Okay, we're fine now. Here
Are
we
you
go
sure?
back.
They come in pairs.
No, they don't. Not in my
pairs?
House.
Pairs? Ooh.
No, Teresa.
From Beth.
Do we have a cast on?
You know what a cast is, Teresa.
It's us.
You're
a
funny
joke.
You're a funny joke.
Haha.
I'm a joke?
Yes. Family. Now we have added several on the side.
Yeah.
On the side hobby, but
I
also
think,
your
did
hobby.
Did I get elected into the town council? I think I did.
I would think if you're into politics, you would remember.
They just haven't had a meeting yet. So,
okay. Right.
That's cool. Congratulations.
Pretty excited about that.
So,
yeah.